Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I'm going to do something that I rarely do. I'm going to try to be short because I have some other things I still need to do tonight. But I've, you know, observed a couple things that's happened. You know, there's this, I think it's FTX or whatever, some company group that was heavily involved in cryptocurrencies and whatnot, and they went big scandal, went belly up and caused all sorts of issues. And I find it fascinating because the bottom line is, as someone has pointed out, blockchain, the whole idea of putting currency behind that is a fraud. And, you know, I did the video, The Illusion of Blockchain, like 4 years ago or whatnot. It's a fraud. And see, there's a fundamental characteristic that you'll see in common with the various cryptocurrencies is that people get into them in order to make money. Make money on the manipulation of money, as opposed to an alternative currency system where it's not the money that you're making money on, but the selling of a product or service, which is the idea behind Shofar Coin. And there is actually a competitive product, gotchoices.org, I think is I don't remember, but anyway. And I've actually tried to contact them, but they seem to be as viable as Shofar Coin is. But, you know, I am planning to use Shofar Coin for some purposes if I get there, but anyway. So I find that fascinating because when your focus is I want money or power, you're going to go down these issues. And I do think, because I suggested this years ago, the whole thing behind Bitcoin especially, is, you know, they took the idea of Merkle trees from the 70s, renamed it as blockchain, and then came out with the idea of Bitcoin. And it caught on, and I suggest the reason it's surrounded with mystery and so forth. Who is Shatiki, whatever his name is, the pseudonym for whoever the author of the Bitcoin paper is. It may have been done, and it's been suggested by others, it may have been done by the financial community especially, in order to get people used to the idea, because if the banking community pushes it, well, obviously we don't want them to do that. But it became a big thing. Lots of people grab onto it. So the idea of cryptocurrencies and whatnot becomes accepted in the culture. And now the shift is to central bank digital currencies. And that is picking up speed dramatically, because go ahead, do all that Bitcoin stuff. Let a bunch of people make a bunch of money, make it all collapse and whatnot. Who cares? The objective is to bring CBDCs in. And what's the point of those? Is because now you don't have paper money. You have money that is going to be always tracked. And I have the ability as the central bank to say, you cannot buy this or you cannot buy it all. Or I take money from you without your consent. So, I mean, this is the point behind this, and it's when your focus is money or power, there's a problem. You know, I find it similar because the same thing is true with the medical community. Obviously, you know, a lot of people will get into the medical community because, I can say I want to be helpful, but there's a lot of money and power you can make out of this. And especially those who have moved up the ladder, like, what's this guy, Fauci, whatnot, who is... I mean, it's just power, ego, and so forth. What's his name? Mullis or whatnot, the guy who invented the PCR process, not a test, as he makes very clear, called Fauci an egotistical liar. But anyway, because what happens is you built this culture within where we're medical professionals, we're doing the right thing, and the right thing is to give everybody vaccines. And what I find so fascinating, because I mentioned a while back, there was a very high rate of doctors dying in Canada, young doctors dying in Canada. Apparently, that number has increased dramatically, percentage-wise. And so, there's, but of course, we cannot talk about that, and anybody who does is silenced. Now, you know, you can find, well, anyway. And I find this fascinating. You get so enamored with, I want to be part of this club. I want to do these things because it's, you know, money and power and ego and things of that nature. And it costs you your life. This happened now to, I think it's around almost 100 doctors in Canada in the last year have died, young doctors. I mean, a lot of them in 20s, 30s, 40s. And it's way out of the norm. And you'd think people in the field would know better. And that's the issue. It's not because you know the field. Is the collective of your field controlling you? Or are you actually knowledgeable about your field? You know, which is the same thing is true in software. I see this constantly. We get part of a collective. We do the thing, the way the things the collective does. Have any idea how a computer works? Nah, it doesn't matter. All I need to do is be part of the collective. But anyway, there is a... wasn't yesterday, it was the day before, Sunday night. I watched a video that's, it's a couple years old, but you know, I've mentioned Genesis Apologetics several times, and you know, especially because there's the, yeah, right there's the photo of John and Jane, and, you know, again, and that video is on Kozlowski.org. You know, because it's John and Jane, which obviously hits home real hard, but the presentation is superb. Artistically, they do a magnificent job. And of course, the content was solid, theologically solid. It's beautifully done. They did another one a couple years ago called Genesis Impact. And it just so happens, done with permission, both these videos can be downloaded from or watched at Kozlowski.org, and I'll have you the links for them. And I watched it. It's about an hour long, I think. It is a, you know, a story of a museum giving a presentation about evolution. And presentation is done, and they say, oh, of course, evolution, billions of years, and all these kind of things. And then a young lady says, I have a question. And then the next almost hour is the interaction with the two guys. And, you know, it's I find it fascinating because the actor who played the presenter is the same actor who in one of their other videos that I need to put on Kozlowski.org to they called it Foundations, which I found interesting because the story of three different versions of what would happen in a family and they use the idea of when you look at Genesis, is it just evolution? Is it doesn't matter kind of thing, or is it the truth? And they, you know, they did say it's not that knowing Genesis that it is factual will make you redeemed, but it is appropriate for someone who is redeemed to anyway. It was really well done, and so the actor who played a very positive Christian role plays the plays the evolutionist in this one. So I mean, it does a wonderful job because you know I would think it was hard to keep a straight face for some of that stuff, but I highly recommend it because you know I actually found it a bit emotional, especially at the end. It's not the tearjerker, oh, you need to know Christ kind of thing. But it's what it does to a family. To subscribe to a fallacy versus the reality and to be able to engage on that. And that's which goes back to some of the other things about the medical community, the blockchain garbage and whatnot. You can subscribe to what's fancy. It's popular. Evolution is popular. Blockchain is popular. Getting a vaccine is popular. And they're all fallacies. But it takes not only some head knowledge, but some courage to say, no, I'm not going to stand on what's popular. I'm going to stand on what's true. And I want to get that across to my kids, which I have a lot of preparation to do right now because I am in an in-depth involvement on doing exactly that with another person. And the thing that has suddenly changed today is we are now in active conversation for them to come from a long ways away to visit me. I am overjoyed. And I need to still respond tonight to go the next step on this. But I'll go into some detail. I may have a visitor. I am very pleased. The one visitor I'd really like, not really a visit, but more of a reunification, is with the woman I committed my life to, who committed her life to me. I want her back so badly. Oh, okay. I'll add the one comment. You would probably give body parts and cause physical harm to people just to have the opportunity to spend time with your family. I think that cause physical harm to people was you know, that, you know, I'm not going to go harm that. That's. But the point is, yeah, if you want to cut off my right arm so I can get my wife back, absolutely. Absolutely. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. I think you're cute. Yeah, right there. Oh, it's gorgeous. We need to be John and Jane again. I love you and I want you back.